I must start this mini-series rant episode by professing that sometimes my passion about certain things for reasons I'm not going to bore you, which are kind of related to my identity as an immigrant, as well as a woman in AV, a well-known to be very male-dominated field. So this passion can sometimes come across a little aggressive at times. However, I just want to reinforce the fact that my intentions are pure and my heart is sincere in all its frankness and straightforwardness. And when I say some things and I come across super passionate, it's because I am passionate about them. So now that's out of the way, let's get into today's topic.
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, the Rant Series, where we go off the cuff and say it as it is, tackling anything and everything in the AV production, technology, and event industry that not a lot of people are willing to talk about. The Rant Series is short and spicy, comes out twice a month in between the more tamed interview-style episodes. This podcast is brought to you by Tree Fan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency, and your host is Anka Trifan. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, so today I want to address this misconception that it's been sort of happening that is related to the fact that because you know your event so, so well, your crystal ball is so right and you know exactly how things will pan out in the future as they relate to your event. I mean, it's sort of like a great assumption unless you happen to host events that happen outside of a silo and they host a whole range of people. There's one thing that is true for most things and most circumstances. Stay prepared so you are prepared. As an industry, we're going again through a series of changes, pivots, cancellations, and it really truly affects our clients, our organizations, venues, planners, suppliers, and everyone in between. The many conversations that I had just last fall planning for this winter and spring's events still ring very, very loud in my ears. In the geographical area that I'm in, clients were pushing really hard last fall to basically go full on in person, even though that was also the onset of the Delta variant. And now that, you know, we're at the onset of, well, there's no onset at this point. Omicron is spreading like wildfire across the board, both to the vaccinated and unvaccinated. They're still pushing to go 100% with their in-person event, with the current events, you know, happening without much contingency of maybe having a virtual option still on the table. I honestly, personally, and this is my opinion, don't see how that has your attendees' best interest and safety in mind. I mean, sure, it might have the stakeholders and the sponsors' best interest in mind, but certainly not the attendees. And you kind of have to start thinking about taking responsibility for doing your due diligence to not create yet another super spreader and take people out for 2 weeks at a time, that in the best case scenario. This imaginary ball that you soared by just a few months ago and which you're still kind of trying to read, it gives you a pretty wrong impression of what our current situation is and what the events are looking like. And it's maybe time to shake the hell out of it and then smack it into the wall because it's not serving you very well. To be prepared for whatever might come, you must stay prepared. So what are some ways in which organizations can stay prepared in the light of all the newest developments? Well, obviously, the first one would be keep virtual as a viable option on the table. The data that has been collected over the past 2 years is not wrong. You might dislike the idea of having to go again to a virtual format, but if you just get over the emotional part and look at the data, this data will paint a different picture. You've had a much larger reach than ever before. You've impacted post-event and during the event way more attendees than ever before. Your brand got distributed in way more places than ever before. If you had a fundraising call to action attached to your event, you did raise more money than ever before because of this increased reach. The other way in which you can stay prepared so you can be prepared with whatever might come is staying in touch with your technical event planner, with the event production provider that you have, the event technology manager, if you're working with the platform. You stay prepared by following up with a concrete date and time for your event so it's locked in. You have no idea how many conversations I have and emails and inquiries coming in, and they all have this amazing idea for an event, but they don't want to commit to a date. And for us in the business, that is a deal breaker. You give me the date before we can even have a conversation, because that will impact how this event will even happen or if I can even provide you with services for this event. Also, when you get the proposal that I have put all this time into, because let me tell you, I'm not just going to, you know, write something on a napkin and send it to you via a pigeon. No, I'm actually putting a lot of time on my end to make sure that you're receiving the best creative and logical representation of the plan that we're trying to implement for this event. When you get this proposal, please do your best diligence to review it and then ask all the questions before you confirm it. Just because you call me about an event 6 months ago or whatever one that was, does not put you on the calendar, does not block your date, does not confirm your event. We're way past that time when that actually worked, because we're in a time when this type of conversations and the events and the influx and the format changes and everything that's happening that is so fluid all the time, it's happening so fast that nobody's got time to checking. Okay, yeah, I remember somebody did say something about this day about 9 months ago. I must keep the date for them. What if they come back? No, that's not the case anymore. So check in with your event planner, with your technical event producer, with the provider of technology or audiovisual, with the venue. Keep them in the loop with any changes that have the potential to affect the outcome and the execution of the event. And lastly, but not least, get some fresh air. Leave your silo, whatever that might be. Staying prepared takes action and a proactive attitude. Reach out to event industry experts. Ask questions. Be curious about what others are doing. How are they overcoming this challenge that you're dealing with? In most cases, it's very much possible that the same challenge is something that they have been dealing with, and they might already have a solution by then. One thing is something that I want to keep in the back of your mind. My team here at 3Fun Events, we pride ourselves in turning any ordinary event into an extraordinary experience. We have 18 plus years of in-person, large event production, digital event technology and streaming, and we love to take the finer details and place them into this grand plan, because we have a very diverse team of experts that deliver professional and quality service from start to finish. And we want to be a resource for you. So if you're unclear about what this hybrid event requires as far as event strategy is concerned, event technology, AV production is concerned, please reach out. We're more than happy to answer your questions. My calendar link is going to be in the episode notes. So let's chat. Let's have a conversation. There is no commitment besides that of a 20-minute conversation that might open some new ideas and put some different opportunities on the table for you that you haven't really thought about because you've done your event the same way. And if you've done something different last year, maybe that didn't work. How about we bring in a few other ideas that it's worth exploring? So unless you have the conversation, you won't know what might come out of it. So why don't you just do that? Let's chat. Link is in the episode notes, and I would love to be that resource for you. That is all for today's rant episode. I hope that you stay prepared by being prepared, and then you're not going to stress what's going to happen with your event, with all the new changes and all the latest developments that are happening in the world today.
Thank you for listening to the Rant series of Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this series and the other interview-style podcast episodes, please take a moment to review it and rate it. If you'd like to take it one step further, feel free to share it with your network. Connect with Ankur on social by tagging at Events Demystified podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about Tree Fan Event Services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.